Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
Well, good morning, Houston. It's Memorial Day weekend, long weekend. Hopefully you got nice plans to get outside, do some gardening. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. 713-572-4610 is how you call in to have a gardening question. And you could ask our amazing gardening expert, our co-op host that's here with us today, Beverly Welsh from the Arborgate. Beverly, good morning.
Good morning, Danny.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I am also great. I am
good.
Great. It's going to be a good day for gardening. I got some plans. You got any gardening plans?
I always have gardening plans.
I know you do.
No, it's going to be a great weekend. Kickoff to summertime. The thing that's going on this weekend that's especially notable is the tax-free agricultural weekend.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Good chance to go tax-free, right, on some gardening stuff?
Right. It's on products such as Arborgate Blend, Arborgate Soil Complete, mulch, compost, and all plants.
So this stuff, the reason that your blend and your Soil Complete are available to do this is because they help so much with fixing soil so that they can deal with water loss or water gain really easily.
Exactly. And that's the purpose of this weekend.
That's awesome. So if you want to be a little more water smart, especially get up there, they got good stuff. And you guys have an incredible selection of plants that don't use the water terribly, that are real water-wise plants and survivors.
Absolutely. Herbs included in that list. Don't forget to use herbs in the landscape.
Absolutely. Someone had a question about a great perennial that was 12 inches to 24 inches. And my first thought, Zach had some great recommendations, but my first thought was Texas tarragon, the Mexican marigold.
Absolutely. And they're doing some experiments with that in farming, planting a field in the Mexican mint marigold for 1 year, tilling it under, and they're finding it's a great weed preventer.
Oh, wow. That's incredible. I wonder what's up in there, what's happening.
I don't know what the exudate is, but it seems to be working quite well.
Well, that is so cool. So you guys heard that, Beverly, she knows her stuff. She's into the research. She's into finding out what really works in our area to find solutions. So got a great chance to talk to a really knowledgeable gardening expert, Beverly Welch, who's here with us now, and we'll be with us for this whole hour. We'd love to hear your questions. 713-572-4610. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and we'll be back in a bit.
Has your lawnmower been sitting up for over a month and now it won't start? We can help. Hi friends, Bob Patterson at Southwest Fertilizer. Today's gasoline contains ethanol, which in time can absorb moisture, and that moisture will gum up your fuel system, making it hard to start. Our technicians can service your mower, clean out the fuel lines, and clean or replace the carburetor, getting you back to mowing your lawn. At Southwest Fertilizer, we're devoted to providing service, quality, and selection for solving your lawn and garden challenges. You'll find seeds, plants, tools, soils, and solutions to make your lawn and garden flourish. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, or southwestfertilizer.com.
That looks fun.
I enjoy year-round.
Maybe why you and Dad started Nelson Water Gardens?
Hands in the dirt.
Things growing.
Changes you.
Ponds and water.
Changes your whole yard.
Creates a peaceful backyard getaway.
Anytime you want.
From a big pond.
To a pot garden.
Maybe a disappearing fountain.
We've been doing this 20 years.
Practically my whole life.
Nelson Water Gardens is a member of our family.
It's why folks say, this feels like home.
And find something worth taking home.
She's Anita.
He's Peter.
We're at NelsonWaterGardens.com.
You can find us.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Southwest Fertilizer, quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955. Nature's Way Resources, for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
That's right, 713-572-4610. Call in. We want to help you out. One big way we can help you out is by telling you about great companies Most of them low companies, but all of them really geared to solutions. So I want to talk a brief minute about year-round organic lawn solutions. So what year-round does is they approach the lawn from the top of the leaf to the bottom of the root. And their goal is to make the roots better because that makes the leaves better. And so they will come. They'll do kind of a project to get your lawn back in the right direction. So maybe you've been doing the wrong things for a while. Maybe you're not seeing results from what you are doing. Maybe you haven't done anything. Well, they can get you back pointed in the right direction. And so they do that by doing compost top dressing on top of a core aeration where they make little holes in the ground and kind of mix up that topsoil layer. And they use great fertilizer also as part of it. So they'll come and do that project. And what that does, that compost top dressing, is it creates this elevator action. You get the microbes in the soil moving around. So it's great for the lawn, but also really great for your trees that are very expensive assets. So then they come back with this fertile application. They do a monthly treatment for solving your problem area. So if you have an issue that's always been a problem or popping up, you think about your lawn in the last year. You know, what have you gone through? You've had heavy rain a couple times. We've had little periods of hot, dry weather. You know, your plant health is going up and down. Chinch bugs, brown spots, webworm, all these things can be solved by just having a healthier, more resilient lawn. Because your lawn is much more than grass and dirt. It's billions of organisms working in harmony to create and sustain a healthy growing space. So by being on the side of that growing space and making it healthier, you have a healthier yard that's greener, more competitive of weeds, and just more beautiful. Year-round organic lawn solutions, this is what they do. They provide comprehensive lawn care. And what they do is not only highly effective, and this from both a scientific perspective and from just a results perspective, but it's also safe for your kids, which is so cool. It's so sad when it's like, oh, I'm trying to make my lawn this great place that kids can play, but I've made it where it's not safe for them to actually go outside to where they are. Another cool afterthought, you know, that possibly could come from this thing is you could have significantly lower water bills because your lawn will just need less water from you. So lower water bills, better looking lawn, kid playable at all times. Check out their website, yearroundhouston.com.
Good Saturday morning. Thanks, Danny. And welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros here on Sports Radio 610. We'd love for you to join us. So give us a call, 713-572-4610. That's 713-572-4610.
And it looks like that we've got a Jacob who has given us a call. Jacob, you are on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Beverly?
Good morning, y'all. I just got a quick question about a couple of potted lantanas that I got planted in my front yard. We had all that rain, and since then, it's kind of dried out, but my lantana has kind of brown, grayish kind of leaves, and it keeps producing a little bit more kind of greener leaves, but then they kind of seem like they're falling to the same state. And I was just kind of wondering what I could do to kind of help them rebound and get them back to blooming and healthy again.
Well, spider mites have become quite active recently, especially given the heat. So that might be one of the issues going on. They can cause the leaves to look brown and tired very easily. You might consider giving it a light haircut. Feeding it well with something like Arborgate Soil Complete or even just a good liquid organic food. Watch your watering. It's very hard this time of year when we go from a lot of rain to no rain to know where that happy medium is. But I might start with a light haircut and a feeding.
Okay. Would something like liquid seaweed or liquid molasses do the trick, or would you recommend something different?
Seaweed would be great.
All right, cool. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jacob. Have a wonderful day. Beverly, he mentioned molasses. My understanding is molasses can have a great effect on not just kind of a nutritional boost, but also bugs don't really like it on their bodies.
That's true. It's a good repellent. It's an organic fungicide. And most importantly, it's excellent for feeding the microbes in the soil.
So he sounds like he's in potted plants, and Jacob is... It's something that I forget a lot, and I think a lot of us out there forget, is that when we have a heavy-duty rain, those potted plants can flush through their nutrients. They can just cycle all out just in one heavy rain.
Absolutely.
And so after heavy rain, it's pretty important that we kind of revisit nutrition.
Yes, and it's always good to put a time-release fertilizer down, even in your potted plants, to help keep a more constant nutritional system going.
So that's a great word, and a lot of that stuff, the time release, won't rinse away really quickly. It won't be. It's not as activated by water. It has to be broken down over time. I mean, you know, we do like Nelson's for that stuff. I do. They have a time release stuff that's great for potted plants. But y'all's fertilizer is also really, really great for kind of a slow thing. And what I would do with something like an organic fertilizer like yours or MicroLife, I'm going to put it in my potted plants more often at a lighter rate.
Exactly.
So if it
that's
says,
exactly right.
Yeah. So instead of a cup a month, just that as an example, I'm going to do, you know, 2 tablespoons every week.
Right. And, you know, with the organics and the time release, you really don't have to worry about a burn or temperatures.
That's so true. And it is warming up. And so, you know, some of the more caustic fertilizers are going to burn as it warms up.
Right, right. And when it starts getting hotter, you know, oftentimes they'll dump or they'll release too quickly.
That's so true. Do you have any advice for people on that are growing plants in pots on how to remember to fertilize on a regular basis?
Well, you know, I always keep the blend handy with me all the time and always have a coffee can full, and I'm always sprinkling it everywhere all the time.
Sure.
But you can, you know, say every third weekend, every second weekend, just whatever's convenient for you. But again, using an organic time release, you really don't have to worry about over applying as often as you do with the synthetic.
I love that idea of having it with you. And, you know, it's like having it nearby, and if I am doing a light kind of a light application, I can always be doing a very light application. It's not like I have to worry about, you know, missing a time because I'm always applying a little bit at a time. And in potted plants, it really is so key. It's so key.
Exactly. And, you know, what's so important, too, is your soil mix. You want to make sure you use a good organic soil-based product, not a peat-based product, especially in containers in our climate.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's a great word. So people that are growing in a pot too, maybe a way to improve the soil in the pot is by bumping up to a bigger pot.
Big pots are so easy. It's almost like being in the ground, and they require so little maintenance.
Yeah, so if you got a plant that's always struggling, returning to struggling, that's probably a sign, huh?
Right.
Yeah, awesome. Well, Beverly, great thoughts, great word. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610.
Slugs and snails attacking your garden? Sluggo Snail Bait is approved for use in vegetable gardens and can be used all over the yard wherever slugs and snails are eating your plants. Sluggo is made from iron phosphate and can be used around pets and wildlife. Plus, it's OMRI listed for organic gardening. A little Sluggo goes a long way. Ask for Sluggo at your local garden supply store. For a beautiful garden and the time to enjoy it, use Monterey Lawn and Garden Products.
It starts in dark, damp places. Creeping mildew, algae, and fungus. Coating driveways, patios, bricks, and siding, damaging your home. Stop the creep in its tracks with Soft Wash, low-pressure washing. Call Tom, certified Home Show Pro, Clean and Green Solutions. Clean and Green Solutions Soft Wash methods remove mildew, fungus, and oxidation, protecting your paint, leaving your home pristine and clean. Stop the creep. Save your home. CleanandGreenSolutions.com.
Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros. This is Diane at Warren's Southern Gardens. Warren's is just bursting with ornamental plants and trees and shrubs and water features. We've got beautiful pottery and garden statuary. Warren's is more than a garden center. It's a beautiful oasis, and we have people that come and just wander around for some solace and peace. You know, you don't necessarily have to be an experienced gardener. If you're a novice, Warren's Southern Gardens is going to get you growing. We've got expert designers and people that are experts on butterfly gardening and pollinator plants. So we're definitely going to give you advice from, you know, people that you can trust. our plants are really dependable. Warren's is so confident in our plant material that we back it up. If you take care of your plants and you have a plant that bites the dust, Warren's will replace it. And at the same time, we're going to offer you expert advice to help you succeed in the future in your second endeavor. So we want to make sure that people enjoy gardening, that it's a positive experience, and there's a gardener in every one of us. So it's our goal to get people excited about gardening and to make gardeners successful. We'll see you soon at Warren Southern Gardens. We're at 1675 North Park Drive in Kingwood, the livable forest. For more ideas, inspiration, and a list of our events at Warren's, go to our Pinterest page or our Facebook page. Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Thanks so much, Diane. Great job. This is Danny. I'm here with the amazing Beverly Welch from the Arbor Gate. We are talking gardening. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I would love to have Beverly answer your gardening questions, 713-572-4610. And that's how you get a hold of us, 713-572-4610. We're here to help you be a better gardener through knowledge, through kind of advice, through solutions. And that's what's great. We've got Beverly here who knows a ton, and I'd love to get your question in, 713-572-4610. But you have to get in line behind me.
Hey, Danny, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
That's great. That is really good. Okay, you mentioned spider mites.
Yes.
And I feel like that we may be seeing a lot more spider mites than we're used to this year.
It seems to be the trend so far. They've reared their ugly head quite early.
I think that I've got them on my tomatoes. Is that possible?
Yeah, it's possible. Absolutely. You know, with the tomatoes, you've got to be so careful with what you use for treatments, especially being something that's edible. There is a new product that is sesame oil based that is actually bee friendly. So it's sesame oil and fish emulsion. It helps a little bit with foliar feed. The fish emulsion helps as a repellent, and the sesame oil helps to suffocate them. So it's not so temperature sensitive as, say, neem or some of the heavier oils.
Gotcha. My approach has always been to try to kind of beef up the plant and make it less desirable. A lot of times, you know, that's really an approach on a longer range plant like roses.
Right.
But on tomatoes, go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, well, I was going to say on perennials, like we were talking earlier, you know, my favorite method is really simply just to cut that foliage off, dispose of it, and let the plant regrow.
Right. Yeah, and I would just add the addendum that I'm going to put a little compost around the base to encourage root growth and stuff like that. But with an annual or biannual like a tomato, kind of got to act a little bit faster.
Yes.
And so it's
yes.
great to talk about that sesame oil and fish emulsion product. That sounds like a really cool deal. And it sounds kind of like a sushi restaurant, you know.
Kind of smells that way too.
Yeah. I made some Thai food the other day, and sesame oil was like an important ingredient. And I was like, oh, this is good.
Yeah, right.
I was like, I should spray this on my tomatoes.
You should.
Well, so I think I've been seeing my yields haven't been affected, but the plants just don't. They're a lot more slower than I feel like normal to respond to watering. And then spider mites are like a tiny black insect, right?
Well, they're almost indiscernible to the naked eye. One way to spot them is to pick some foliage, put it where the leaf, the bottom side is down, on a piece of white paper, press against the foliage and just drag it along that piece of paper. If you've got spider mites there, oftentimes it will leave red streaks behind.
Okay, gotcha. So that's a way to see it. Now, there's a couple like different mite options. It seems like mites, almost all of the mite solutions I've seen are kind of, they have a smell. And so I guess mites are pretty smell sensitive.
Right. Most harmful insects, you know, they do respond. That's why the garlic and fish emulsion work so well to repel them, where beneficials work more on sight.
That's so interesting because they're hunting.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. So there are beneficials that can help control mites, too. I know there's mite releases. You can do traps, a lot of different things like that can help out a ton. So that's awesome. We're up against a break. Talking with Beverly Welch. Fountain of knowledge, a wonderful person. Bobby, I see you holding, and we'll be back in a little bit. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Native plants. Hardy. Suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with house plants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights. We've been organic gardeners for over 30 years.
Plants for all seasons in Northwest Houston. Come and get your green on.
Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, Katie's full-service nursery.
Connect with all six Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 713-572-4610.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We talk a lot about soil on this show, and soil in potted plants, soil in the ground, soil under your lawn. All of it matters so much, and it's there aren't that many great soils in Houston. There's not that many great options for you to buy, to use, to have success with. And one option just became a lot more available because you can pick it up at HEB. And so soil is the kind of thing where you're always needing a bag, always need a little bit extra. By all means, you know, we definitely want the co-op members to be your first stop for soils. But there's the new soil that we're talking about is the New Earth Top Shelf Soil. Really great stuff. Top Shelf Organic describes what it is. It's organic approved, listed by OMRI. That's the Organic Materials Review Institute. Some of their products that they've done, this is just a few of them. The Top Shelf Compost, really good compost, really rich stuff. Top Shelf Potting Soil, it's that compost. It's got some sand, some pine bark, a little bit of perlite to keep the water in place. Top Shelf Garden Soil, this is a good thing to put down if you're starting a new bed or beefing up a new bed. And the Top Shelf Perlite, mixing it in if you're a DIYer type person, you want to mix in your own mixes. These Top Shelf things are available at your neighborhood HEB in the small grab-and-go 8-quart bags, which is a nice size, easy to put in your shopping cart, easy to carry around. You don't have that big lift. It's a lot more manageable size. They also have the regular size, the 1-cubic-foot bag for larger areas. Great organic products. Top Shelf is doing a good job. Organic products at non-organic prices. Check out their website and their selection. They have more blends than even we mentioned. Their website is topshelforganics.com.
Thank you for listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And please join us by calling 713-572-4610. That's 713-572-4610.
All right, Bobby. You are on Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Good morning, Danny. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Beverly's here, too.
Oh, hi, Beverly. Good morning.
Hey, Bobby.
Well, I was listening to you about the spider mites, and I have a lemon tree that I moved in the late fall from up close to the house out into the yard. And it's done very well. I put some fruit spikes in it to fertilize it. But this morning I noticed that there were a lot of spider webs on it. I heard you talking about it, but I don't know if it's the same thing that you've been talking about. But I wanted to use something that, of course, wouldn't affect the lemons, because I've probably got 10 or 12 lemons that are, you know, a little larger than pea size that looks like they're going to make it.
Well, I wouldn't get too concerned about seeing spider webs. Spiders are actually beneficial insects. The spider mites aren't going to produce webs that are that readily available to the naked eye. You would have to get, well, first of all, you would have to have a large concentration of them, and you would see webbing very close to the stem, actually where the stem meets the branch. So it wouldn't be something that you would see from a distance or see easily. So I wouldn't be concerned at all about seeing spider webs.
Okay, just let them do their thing?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, my lemon tree is very pretty, and I want to maintain it. This will be the first time in like 3 years I've had lemons on it.
Nice. Sounds like you moved it. Where'd you move it from?
I had it. I think I had it up too close to the house, and it wasn't getting hardly any sun.
Mm.
And then one, maybe two different seasons, we had heavy rainstorm and knocked all the blooms off, and just, you know, some bad luck, and maybe some of it was bad location. But it's doing well now, and I just want to obviously preserve the lemons that I've got on it right now. It's a Meyer lemon.
Nice.
Nice. I would strongly suggest that you consider using an organic time-release fertilizer maybe once a month through the growing season rather than the fertilizer spikes.
Oh, is that right? Okay. Yeah, I think we used a Job or something like that. So, okay, well, good. I'm not close to your store, but I'm pretty close to Southwest Fertilizer, so I may run over there and talk to them about it, see what they've got available.
And, you know, this is a great time to do it with the agricultural tax-free weekend.
That's right.
That's a good point,
well,
yeah.
Good. Yeah. Well, thank you very much. You guys have a great day.
Thanks, Bobby. You too.
Thank you.
I didn't want to hit it too hard. You were giving such great advice, but man, when the fruit are little, you really want to get on fertilizing.
Absolutely.
When they're tiny little quarter size, that's when you want to fertilize the plant, because that's its stage where it's going to start pumping energy into those fruit.
Well, and I'd like to touch on one other thing if I could.
Absolutely.
You know, when he mentioned the webbing, one thing that we're getting a lot of calls about right now are the bark lice. They've become very active again. And, you know, people will wake up and see that webbing or almost like a stalk over the trunks and the limbs of the tree. And I want to say that is a beneficial. So really don't panic and try to kill it.
Yeah, it's cleaning out your bark. It's actually eating some of the mites that you're maybe not worried about yet, but that could be doing damage. And man, that was a great description. It does look like the tree is like wearing a couple layers of pantyhose. You know,
it does.
Yeah, pretty cool stuff. I know the first time I saw that stuff, I was like, "Well, what?"
I know it panics you.
Yes, it really does, because you've got this clear infestation.
Mm-hmm.
But it turns out that it's a good one.
It'd be a great one.
Like having a koala infestation. It'd be like so cute, cutest infestation ever. But you know, this is bark lice. Yeah. Well, awesome. That's a great word. And, you know, it's really great when things remind us of very timely, pivotal tips. And I love what you said to Bobby about, you know, if you have spider webs, it might be a good thing, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. So happy to be answering your gardening questions with Beverly Welsh from the Arbor Gate, 713-572-4610. And we'll be right back.
Rolling and playing in the grass, Cliff grew up loving lawns.
It's true.
Cliff believes everyone should have a barefoot-worthy lawn.
I do.
So much so, he made green grass his life's work.
Love it.
Through summer heat, winter chill, he nurtures and feeds lawns like yours year-round. That's why he named his business
Year-Round.
Dedicated to helping you enjoy truly green, healthy grass that begs for barefoot play year-round.
Naturally.
Call Cliff. There's still time. YearRoundHouston.com.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting Nature'sWayResources.com, then select retail stores. Nature'sWayResources.com. Organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. More answers to your questions in just a few minutes. This is Joey from Enchanted Gardens in Enchanted Forest. For this holiday weekend, it's a great time to spruce up your patio pots. If they need some love, we've got plenty of things to fill them up. Also, the Rose of Sharon, also known as the Althea, are in full bloom and bud right now. It's a great time to plant them. It's a heat and cold tolerant hibiscus that blooms all through the summer. It's a must have. Tons of beautiful daylilies in bloom. Agapanthus, also known as Lily of the Nile. Tons of perennials that'll take the heat and attract butterflies for the summer. And a great selection of drift roses. We'll be open regular hours Saturday and Sunday. We will be closed on Monday for Memorial Day. don't forget to remember those who lost their lives so we can do what we do every day. Enchanted Gardens is located at the corner of 723 and 359, convenient to Richmond, Cinco Ranch, and Katy. Enchanted Forest is located on FM 2759, convenient to Sugarland, Greatwood, and First Colony. You can also find us on our website at myenchanted.com. Let's get back to regular business at the Home Show Garden Pros.
Nice. Thanks a lot, Joey. Great job. You know, it's cool Joey mentioned those Althea. That's a plant I forget about pretty often.
That's Grandma's plant.
Oh, nice. What do you mean by that?
Well, it seems like everybody's grandma had an Althea in their yard back in the day.
That's funny you mentioned that, because my mom, when she bought her house in Uvalde, Texas, she had a bunch of Althea there, and the lady was definitely a grandma that had the house and like loved the plant. So, but they are great showers. They're great great flowerers, great producers.
They are, and they're tough. And you know, you mentioning that they were growing in Uvalde speaks to that.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, survivor plants grow in Uvalde. Pretty cool. Yeah. This is Home Show Garden Pros talking with Beverly Welch about all things gardening, 713-572-4610. It's funny you mentioned that about Uvalde, because, you know, they have that stand of where we get our Texas avocados are kind of from near Uvalde, near Pearsall and Uvalde, two different stands, like little native avocado forests that were growing there, which is kind of crazy if you think about it.
It is, but it's a great climate for them.
Yeah, but we think of them as tropical, or I do. I guess I think of them, of avocados as tropical plants more than I think of them as like Texas, you know, rough and rowdy western, you know, wild west plants.
Right. But that clay soil we have and the inordinate amount of rainfall can wreak havoc with avocados.
That's very true. But there's solutions, right? Like it's possible.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, expanded shale.
Expanded shale. That is good stuff. I think that we mention it a lot on the show because it's such a great kind of strategy to apply when you're planting plants to help overcome some of the issues that happen with clay soils. But will you talk a little bit about some of like the great benefits that come along with using expanded shale?
Well, as you said, it one thing, it's a permanent and an instant amendment. And that's what I love about it so much. And whether or not you have a dense, heavy soil or sandy clay or sandy loam that doesn't hold moisture well, it works in either application.
Yeah, that's so true, because it holds water and allows drainage.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, it's like a little bitty gravel, so like a, you know, quarter-inch size gravel that are porous rocks. Like you might think, people might think of lava rocks as being something like that. But these are a little more dense, but they're porous, so they hold water in them, especially when surrounded by soil or each other, right? Like if you have a pile of expanded shale and you wet it, it stays wet on the inside for quite a long time. But that's really great for helping microbes stay in the space. So you really are pushing forward this organic kind of notion when you use expanded shales. You're really helping that out. Did I say expanded shales?
Yeah.
I may have shale.
Shale.
Yeah.
S-H-A-L-E.
Yeah, and it's great for use in pots. It's great for use. Was that a gong?
I have no idea.
Did somebody ring the gong on me? Am I off? Is that? Well, it's great for use in a lot of gardening stuff, a lot of gardening locations. And I'm so happy when you mention it, because I'm like, man, people need to know more about this great, great stuff. And that's what we do here on Home Show Garden Pros. We try to tell you strategies and help you out to be a better gardener. And answering your gardening questions, just giving you generally good advice. I love having people like Beverly on, Beverly especially, because she gives great advice and has so much wonderful knowledge for our gardening area, for the Houston area. 713-572-4610. That's how you get your gardening question answered directly. We're a live show. We love calls. And we'll be back after a quick break.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Year-round, organic lawn solutions safe for your pets and family. MicroLife All Organic Biological Fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
All right, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are back. If you are looking for some fun things to do, not this weekend, but next weekend for National Trails Day, Memorial Park has an awesome event coming up, National Trails Day. You can hike, you can help. A little bit of volunteering, a little bit of just hiking, guided hikes we'll be offering. And there's a bit of a festival afterwards, so it should be a ton of fun. Check out our website or our Facebook page, our Memorial Park, just, you know, Facebook Memorial Park Conservancy. We do a good job. It's going to be a fun event and a great time to get out into nature and help out a little bit. So a lot of fun, you know, kind of sometimes it's great because both jobs come together and I get to think of nature and plants at the same time. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm here with Beverly Welch, the wonderful Beverly Welch.
Thank you, Danny.
Hey, I we got a call earlier today asking about kefir pears.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, yes, kefir pears, love those. I think the last time I saw one was there at Arborgate.
Yes, we have a good selection of pears, actually. You know, that gentleman was asking about how far to space them. And I think, Zach, you guys were talking about, as long as it was on the same property, you know, a bee will travel up to 3 miles looking for a flower. So he should be in good shape, as you advised, as long as it's on the same property. But even flowering or ornamental pears will pollinate a fruiting pear.
Oh, wow.
So I want people to keep that in mind as well.
Yeah, a lot of times when people are like, well, do I need two of these? And I'm like, only if nobody in your neighborhood has one.
And I don't think there's a neighborhood in Houston that doesn't have a flowering pear.
Right, exactly. So pretty much with pears, you're good to go. Mm-hmm. Well, when I was kind of talking to him, I couldn't remember what the kefir pear chill hours were, which, you know, is the hours number over winter, the number of hours over winter that the tree needs to produce fruit. So under 45 degrees, it's got to be kind of cool. So cool winter. More trees reach that mark. A warm winter, fewer trees reach that mark.
Right.
But the website that came up was this website that I often go to for great advice called Arborgate.com. And you guys had an awesome post about pruning fruit trees, sharpening for fruit trees, a lot of cool stuff about fruit trees on here. So it was a great post. Now, you know, it was from 2015, but it's like – really great advice. So I went ahead and just pushed it onto Facebook. Really great. If you have fruit tree questions, I pushed that post back up onto Facebook. Man, it was really, I was like, wow, this is all the advice I want people to know when I'm teaching fruit tree classes was right there in this this blog. And it's not short. You're like, you guys really pump some information in there.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. And that is, I mean, there's a lot to fruit trees that people don't know about. And not everybody's selling good fruit trees.
Well, you do have to be mindful of the chill hours. That's very, very important. But I think people are a little intimidated by fruit trees oftentimes.
Yeah.
So it's always good to start with something that is pretty bulletproof, like a fig. You can't go wrong planting figs. They're so easy. They're so productive, and they produce early on.
That's so true. And they can do two seasons too, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, like the caller, Bobby, he had an Improved Meyer lemon.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I love lemons. Don't get me wrong here. I'm a lemon fan. I had a dog named Lemon, you know, love lemons.
Yeah.
But but when I'm choosing one fruit tree, if I had to, like, pick one fruit tree, I would go with something I could just, frankly, this may seem crass, but just shove into my face, you know, like that I could just eat. And I can't really eat a lemon, so it's like Satsumas. I'm a huge Satsuma fan.
Satsumas are great. And, you know, when people come in and ask, you know, what should I choose, what should I pick, I do exactly what you just said. What do you use? What do you like? What do you eat? That should decide your choice.
Yeah, or anybody ever like, I want 3 lemons.
Actually, they do.
And you're like, well, that's cool that you want 3 lemons. Do you have like a lemon pastry company?
And you can preserve them. You know, you can freeze them whole. You can squeeze the juice, freeze the juice. So, that you know, there are different things. You can make marmalade. You can use lemons. long term that way.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go lemon, and then give me something I can eat. You know, like there's a lot of great oranges.
Grapefruit's easy.
Yeah,
and, you know, one of the more cold tolerant citrus as well.
Oh wow, I know you get a lot.
Yeah,
a lot of grapefruit.
The ruby red and the Texas red, those are, I think, the most popular that we sell.
Well, that's great. I was about to ask you a couple of varieties. So ruby red, mm-hmm. Rio red too is
Rio
like,
red.
That's
yes.
Isn't that the state of Texas fruit tree?
Uh-huh.
Nice. So you can celebrate Texas heritage and get a yummy citrus at the same time. Beverly, I know that, you know, really it's not just to talk about the shop up there, but the roses you guys do, really, you know, we talked about spider mites. And I know spider mites on roses can be an issue, but you guys really have such a great selection of roses. I was admiring it last time I was up there, just like how many different sizes, colors, shapes, scents, you know, and kind of, but all the same low maintenance level.
Right. And roses are such a good landscape plant. Oftentimes when people ask for, I want a low maintenance, repeat blooming, sun-loving, heat-tolerant plant, roses fit the bill.
Yeah, they really do. And they can flower so often if you deadhead them, right? They just keep going.
Right. And then, you know, if you get with the earth kind varieties, oftentimes deadheading isn't even necessary.
Mm. See, that's huge news right there. You need to get that out there, that if you have the earth kind, a lot of times you don't even need a deadhead. That's so cool.
Right.
So they can be water smart, they can not require a lot of care, and you don't have to deadhead them. I like that.
Right, right. Roses are tough. They really should be planted. I think one benefit I think the knockout gave us was getting people back into planting roses, because now there's so many varieties, and who can beat the drifts?
No, right, the little bitty. I have Nearly Wild, which I guess is like the precursor to the drift.
Right.
But it's a low, sprawling rose, puts on a lot of flowers, a lot of pop. But you're right. You know, people knock on the knockout roses. That was not intended as a pun. You know, but it's really brought roses back into the fold. It's like made a new industry again, made it popular again for people to have roses, because everybody sort of wrote them off.
They did. And knockout is a huge growing rose. And, you know, oftentimes it gets planted into an area where it needs to be constantly pruned. Mm. And there are just so many roses that will fit the spot, as with any plant. So always be mindful that you're buying a plant to fit the space.
And then we're going to explore that when we get back from this break, that choosing plants that fit the space, and what kind of art and skill that is. So we're here with Beverly Welch from the Arbor Gate. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Backyard gardeners, urban farmers, and pet owners have all depended on Wabash Feed and Garden for decades. Only one thing has changed. We've moved. Not far. Just up Shepherd, north of 610. Hi, I'm Betty Hecker, and we love to see you visit our new home. We still provide you with the same personal service and an even wider selection of plants, critters, and organic solutions. Organic solutions are our passion and our specialty. Struggling with your lawn or garden? Bring us a picture. We'll find you a solution. Kids are always welcome. We often have bunnies, ducks, and farm critters, along with rescue animals ready for adoption. Wabash Feed and Garden, Houston's only place where you'll find EarthKind gardening solutions, holistic pet treatments, veggie starts, habitat plants, farm critters, and unique gift ideas. We are a little bit of the country in the heart of the city. Come on by. Wabash Feed and Garden, 4537 North Shepherd, just north of 610, wabashfeed.com, or call us at 713-863-8322.
Dreaming of a vibrant, bountiful spring? Prepare now with MicroLife Fertilizers. Fortify your soil and garden with Humates Plus 004 concentrated compost in a bag. Want exceptional results? Add MicroLife Multipurpose 624. Got problem areas? Treat them now with MicroLife Super Seaweed, the perfect liquid nutritional boost. MicroLife Fertilizers provide billions of beneficial microbes and over 100 minerals plants crave all year long. MicroLife, making life better. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
This is a perfect weekend for gardening. Memorial Day weekend, it's going to be warm, bright. Your plants are going to respond to everything you do. Get out there and garden. So a great way to start with your kind of doing a gardening process is by hand watering. And just by hand watering, you will be able to see a lot of the little things you need to do. My daughter graduated high school this weekend. Woo! Yeah, way to go, Rachel. Yay. So proud of you. Yeah, really great stuff. And so we're doing cleanup all week. And I was so thankful that I invested. And really, it's not like a big investment, but I invested in better tools. So if it was line trimming, hedge trimming, or blowing, I was very, very thankful that I have it upgraded over the years. Because I have had bad tools before. This is talking about steel yard tools and just how much they make it better. But I started my kind of gardening tenure with bad tools, you know, a line trimmer that always broke, a blower that didn't move anything. You'd like be blowing leaves and they just kind of taunt you and sit there and they wiggle and they look at you and they laugh at you. So it's a great weekend for yard cleanup. And if you're thinking like, oh man, it's a little daunting, you might just need better tools. And a great way to do that is to go to Lansdowne Moody, check out their steel tools. Because line trimming with a good line trimmer, like weed eating with a good weed eater, makes such a huge difference in the time it takes and the quality of the cut. You know, it's incredible. Blowing with a good blower, just it cuts blowing maybe by like 10 times what it'd be with a bad blower. And I was really pumped because I could just, you know, pop in my battery on my steel battery powered blower. And man, that thing works really great. It's super mobile and the battery lasts a long time. I'm a huge fan of these tools. And, Lansdowne Moody agrees with me, right? They could sell anything. They could sell any tool company they wanted. They could any option. They have every single option, and they choose steel as a thing to sell when it comes to hand tools because they want to sell something that's great, that works. And the great thing about buying from Lansdowne Moody is that they're going to assemble the tool for you. You're not buying a box. You're buying an assembled tool ready to go from someone who knows about that tool, can tell you how to use it. And they're also going to like fill in the warranty for you. And so you're making sure your tool gets warrantied and not just forget about it. And then next thing you know, you've got a problem and you can't do anything about it. So powerful tools for residential and commercial use. Lansdowne Moody believes so much in steel quality. It is the only line of handheld products they carry. So check them out online. They're doing steel dealer days all the time. This is a great weekend to really up your game, make your yard get back at gardening mojo, get better tools, find a Lansdowne Moody near you. East Freeway before 610 East. There's one in Webster, one in Conroe, one in Splendora, one in Hockley, and then a Bellway 8 just southeast of 59. Lansdowne Moody's all over the place, doing a great job, selling you great tools. LMTractor.com.
Thank you for listening to Home Show Garden Pros here on Sports Radio 610. You can join us at 713-572-4610.
Awesome. Thanks, Beverly. Good job. Good job on those introductions, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, really good job. We got time for one more question to be answered here. So, Steve, you're on the phone with Beverly Welch. This is Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. And, Beverly, appreciate it.
Thank you.
I listen to all your podcasts, and I am a long-time gardener. I've got a half acre, actually a little bit larger than that, almost three-quarters of an acre. And I'm trying to xeriscape it into a butterfly and hummingbird garden. I'm probably about a third of the way there.
Wonderful.
And I've been doing some, yeah, thanks. I've been doing some reading about a hackberry tree. Because I'm creating a butterfly garden, mm-hmm. I have been reading that hackberries are a host for a specific butterfly. Here's my question. I live on the lake, and I mean, lakefront, and so I think that a hackberry is a riparian. Did I say that right? And so I'm wondering if the hackberry will get roots into the water table, and is it even worth me planting a hackberry there?
Well, it's always worth planting. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. So I wouldn't give up on that. But you might, if you have a lot of shallow water table there, you might, and some shade, you might try a pawpaw or some mayhaw. Pawpaw would be for the zebra swallowtail.
And is that the same one that the hackberry hosts? I'm sorry, I don't remember which butterfly it was.
No, it's not. But and I'm not real, to be honest with you, I'm not sure about the hackberry either. But I know the native pawpaw is a very desirable tree for this area.
Okay.
So, Steve, to chime in on the hackberry, that's a native tree. It's a fast grower. It is riparian by quotes, but all forest trees in our area really are riparian trees. So it's going to like a hill, but I mean, it'll be fine in the setting. They're survivors. They're not real long livers. Okay. So you're talking 30, 35 years, okay. Something like that. Another option is sugarberry. But I will say that they are, they're a easy to grow tree, but they're not that easy to find because they're like kind of a slow growing Texas native, if that makes sense. Not slow growing, but fast growing.
I have a house in Austin that has a couple of hackberries there. And I mean, the suckers come up everywhere in Austin. You can't hardly get rid of them. So I'm just going to dig one up, I think, and bring it to Houston.
Oh, well, there you go.
The other question I had, if I still have time, are we over time?
I think you're fine. We'll get it in.
Great. A friend of mine lives in the Devil's River Valley, and he is in charge of growing the snowbells. Snowbells is an endangered plant, and I was curious if you knew anything about the snowbells shrub and whether or not it would grow here in Houston.
I'm not familiar with that common name, so I was thinking it when you first started talking about the halazia of the tree, so I'm not sure about that shrub if you don't have a botanical.
Styrax texana. Styrax, I'm sorry. S-T-Y-R-A-X.
Yes.
Yeah, we call them silverbells.
Okay,
we call them silverbells down here.
Okay.
And it's an understory shrub. So you can plant it underneath that hackberry.
Okay, solid.
Yeah.
And we do.
And it'll work with the water table and everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the water table, the roots are going to figure it out. You know what I mean? All of those kind of hillside plants that are forest in our area, right? We're prairie and then riparian, basically, is our dividing line. And so they're all going to be able to figure out the water table and find it.
Awesome.
But you got to get them established.
Yeah. And we do carry that.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, and common name down here, we call them silver bells.
Silver bells.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm wondering if it's the same thing because Gerald, the guy who's in charge of, the doctor who's in charge of growing them, says there's only 615 species known in the wild. So I'm wondering if it's the same Styrax texana, maybe Styrax americana?
Yeah, I mean, the Styrax are a group of shrubs that have little flowers that hang under them. So
okay.
To buy them with a common name, you're going to look for silver bells. So there could be Texas silver bells,
gotcha.
Things like that. Common names, you can't trust them. So it's good you know the Latin name.
Well, keep up the good work, man. I love listening to your show every week, so I listen to all your podcasts. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve. What a nice thing to say. Well, Beverly, great job. Awesome again, as usual. Always love having you on, and I really appreciate you.
Well, thank you, Danny.
And, I know you guys are all thankful for Beverly answering so many great gardening questions. This has been Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We will be back next weekend.
Well, I appreciate your time. I enjoy listening to you every Saturday.
Saturday and Sunday mornings, it's the Sport of Home Improvement on Sports Radio 610.
The leaves kind of reddish and turned in funny directions.
The Home Show Garden Pros get you growing Saturday morning 7 till 9.
What makes a really good faucet?
Then Saturday and Sunday mornings, Tom Tynan helps you go from home improvement to-dos to done.
We're adding a room onto our house.
The Home Show Garden Pros. Home Show Radio. Weekends on Sports Radio 610.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.